Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me. On yesterday's broadcast, I gave an introduction to a teaching series I'll be sharing with you the next few weeks on the principles of praise. And I'd like to read a scripture found in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 23, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord." Praise God. And so we hear in scripture that there are three parts to our being. We are body, which we can relate to, and we're also, there's the soul, which is the seat of will and emotions, and our spirit, of course, is where our heart is. That's where the true being, the true who we truly are, is. In scripture, it's referred to a lot as the heart. And so why should we be sharing or be even interested in teachings on praise and worship? Because, you know, that's something we do say for Sundays, right? Well, it's so much more than that. God wants to bring His church, His corporate body, as I mentioned yesterday, into a new realm of praise and worship. And what's important to understand is to be able to do that, we need teaching, we need instruction. Because Psalm 119, 171 declares, "My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes." So when we understand that's something that pleases God, glorifies God, there's many reasons to want to do it and many benefits that come from it. But we understand that is what the Word of God says. And also, it's very important to God. There's many references to that. And also because it's one of the chief ways of ministering to God. If we're grateful, if we love Him, if we appreciate His blessings in our life, that is a way of letting Him know we're not just asking for more and more and more. We want God to change this and this and this. But we, before we even go there, we're blessing Him for His love, for His faithfulness, and for our salvation. And as I mentioned yesterday, God cannot create this kind of worship. Why? Because it depends on the free will of angels and men. He doesn't force anyone to praise Him. It is an act of obedience and love. But it is not, God can't force it because it comes from the heart. It's a choice of the will. And that's true with the angels. We saw a third of them didn't want to do that. And they departed with Satan. They fell with him. And for God's people, that is a way that we, as we learn more and more, we understand how important it is not only to the Lord, but how important it is to us and the benefits and blessings that come from them. And so the basic concepts and principle at the heart of praise and worship will have a profound, listen to me, far-reaching effect on every area of our Christian life. Do you want to know about being led by the Spirit, about submission, about discipleship, yieldedness, walking in the Spirit? These and many more aspects of our Christian walk are related to our understanding of praise and worship. Okay, so let's just make some general statements as we begin looking at this. It's a huge subject. There's so many scriptures on praise and worship. But praise, by definition, is an expression of approval. Dictionary definition. It's commendation. And what's an expression? It's an act or process or instance of representing something in a medium, for spiritual purposes, it's our voice or a vehicle, such as musical instruments, as words, music, song, utterance. To praise the Lord, then, in silence, it's a contradiction in terms. Why? Because praise is an expression of approval. Now, you might react to that and say, well, I don't know about that. Well, no, you can't praise him because it's literally an expression. You can love him, you can cherish him, you can adore him, you can honor him in your heart, but to praise God has to be verbal. Now, you might say, well, there are those that maybe they don't have the ability to speak. Well, of course, God understands their heart is expressing their praise to God. If they could, if it's physically possible, as we get to the subject of using the body, some people are not able to use all the scriptural ways of praising God. You know, laying prostrate on the floor as you get older, some folks have a hard time even getting up. You know, kneeling before the Lord, people might have bad knees or something like that. But at least I want to share with you what Scripture has to say. And of course, God's love and mercy surrounds you. And so He only expects your obedience in ways that are physically possible for you. So I hope I made that clear. So praise then is an expression. It's representing something in words. It's an outward action. It's not just something in your heart. It could be musical instruments, okay? But it's an expression that has audio qualities. And we should honor and adore and bless God silently. That's an attitude of our heart, and that's beautiful and wonderful. But moving on, I'm going to share a lot of scriptures. Praise should be universal, and we know that will occur when the Lord returns. But it's universal now, even all over the world, because Christians, true Christians together, are praising God, either in their homes, in churches, or even the persecuted church, hidden behind doors in darkness, very quietly they're singing to the Lord, because so they won't be found out. So Psalm 67:3 says, let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. So it's going to be universal. It's perpetual. Hebrews 13:15, I've said enough that in heaven there's just praise going on continually. But even in this life, what does the author of Hebrews say? By him, therefore, by the Lord, therefore, let us offer. He insists us. He enables us. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Praise God. Now, why should we do that? Well, let me give you a New Testament scripture. I mean, we see certainly ancient Israel, these scriptures I'll be sharing with you, the teaching, that's what they did. That's how they praised God. And while we don't have the law, we were under a new and a better covenant, and we're under the perfect law of liberty, but praise hasn't changed. Nope. No, it's that still applies to all of us, because otherwise just rip out the book of Psalms, okay? Revelation, because there's a lot of praise going on there. Why should we do it? Well, let me give you a New Testament scripture, 1 Peter 2:9. There are really four reasons. I'll read it to you. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we're what? A chosen generation, 2, a royal priesthood, 3, a holy nation, 4, a peculiar people. And what's the purpose of that? Well, it actually declares what it is. It's not, you know, there could be a number of things. Yes, we're supposed to preach the gospel, but the purpose of that is to show forth the praises of God, because he has brought us out of darkness into the light of salvation. Now, we've heard the term the sacrifice of praise. Well, let's find out what sacrifice means. It is an act, by definition, it's an act of offering something precious, the killing of a victim on an altar, or to destroy, surrender, and give up or lose something for the sake of something else. So it's a offering something precious. Secondly, it's the killing of a victim. You know, that was the sacrificial system under the Old Testament. Or to destroy or surrender, to give up or lose something for the sake of something else. So we give up our rebellion, we give up disobedience, and by obedience, we are surrendering according to what the Word says to be able to worship God. Let me share scriptures. Psalm 107:22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. Psalm 116:2-17 says, but I will offer to Thee the sacrifice. That implies sometimes you don't maybe feel like it, but it's a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. When you're hurting, you have tremendous needs, offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving, then let your petitions be made known. And then in Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 10 through 11, and this refers to the city of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem. Again, there shall be heard in this place the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for His mercy endureth forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the courts of the Lord. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. As you could tell from my voice, I'm all excited to do this. It's a subject near and dear to my heart. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, you may, you know, when you're really hurting, the subject of praising God is like, you know, you can hardly get through the day. Well, just hang in there, and I will certainly pray for you, share your needs, write. The announcer will give our contact information, email. I'll confirm receipt, I'll pray. And if you'd like a personal letter back, just share your mailing address. And of course, if you write by letter, of course, I will respond. Thank you for joining me. I pray for you every day, my partners, as well as my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.